One of the side effects of the opioid epidemic in central New York is the explosion of the number of hepatitis C cases. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Onondaga County now has one of the highest rates of the disease in New York State.
Hepatitis C is a liver disease spread through infected blood. What makes it so insidious, according to Julia Levere, director of the ACR Health Syringe Exchange Program in Syracuse, is that the Hep C virus can live outside the body for 3 weeks. So simply using a new syringe during injection drug use doesn't prevent it.
Anything associated with injecting drugs, the cottons, the cookers, the wipes, the water, Hep C can live inside that. So regardless of sharing a needle, if you're not sharing a needle, if you're sharing any of those pieces, you are at risk for hepatitis C. And a lot of times people don't understand that.
Hep C can be treated and cured with medication. Treatment as well as free injection supplies are offered through ACR Health. But getting more injection drug users to get tested for the virus is difficult, according to ACR Health Director Will Murtaugh.
It is a challenge to get them to settle for just 5 minutes and say, can we do a finger tick and test you? You know, they're not at a part of their life where they want that to be done.
In central New York, the number of cases is up 55% since 2012. That coincides with the increase in the number of opioid overdose deaths, and that number is higher than any other upstate region. Governor Cuomo earlier this year targeted Hep C for elimination with funds for prevention, testing, and treatment programs. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.